What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show, hour number two, and we're talking with Andre in Oklahoma. And it's an insane situation. Every day that goes by and they're trying to start another war, I think the people in Washington, D.C., right up to Trump himself, they're in denial about just how bad things are. Or maybe they're just believing their own propaganda, which is always a dangerous thing to be doing. Or maybe they're surrounded by staffers who are afraid to tell them bad news or the real news out of fear that they'll lose their jobs. So clearly, our government has lost touch with the American people and their needs and their wants and their concerns. They're just too busy davening to Israel. And Israel is basically sucking this nation dry for money and for military support. And now our young military people. And those military people going into Israel are not there to defend Israel. They're there to help Israel invade these other countries.
So, okay, let's get back to that. What we have in the way of rotten, you said they shot off a missile and it didn't even hit the target. I guess they did that yes. A bunch of different times and they are all failures. And then we have Navy ships that cost millions and millions and millions of dollars. And we have these fighter jets, which probably cost, you know, $10 or $11 million.
Are you underbidding it? No, these things are $50-60 million a shot. The F-35, okay, so, I think, is close to $100 million a unit. The Zumwalt destroyer, the stealth destroyer with the drivetrain problems, that's a $1 billion ship right there.
So let's assume that the rest of the stuff that we're creating is a big failure also. And is, you know how that is. How is that going to play out? Let's hear. You know, please, you know, looking to your crystal ball, you know, and put on your magical hat and just paint a scenario. I mean, I know we're all going to, you know, I guess we should be thankful for the days we have and love our loved ones as we, otherwise we need to do something like, you know, not sit on our hands. And I know you can't endorse that because if you did, the nation, I guess, the FBR or the CIA would definitely come and shut you down. Because then you would be saying something else. But
no, that's not the reason I'm saying that. That's not the reason I'm saying that. If I honestly thought that conditions warranted a revolution or a civil war, I would be making that statement. I genuinely do not think the American people are ready for anything like that. And a lot of people would die to no good purpose. What we're going to have to do is what the Soviet citizens did. We're just going to have to wait out the collapse of the current system and then work really hard to build a new and better country on the far side of the collapse.
If there's anything left.
True.
At least okay. Right now we have something, you know. But going back to what we have a lot of stuff that doesn't work. I guess we would go under as quickly as we start the war.
I don't know that would be the case. I mean, look at how all of these wars that the U.S. Government is already in have lasted far longer than they originally planned. When General Wesley Clark blew the whistle on the U.S. policy toward the Middle East and he listed these 8 countries, they were all supposed to be taken over and settled down one at a time. And instead, we're still stuck in Afghanistan. We're staying in Iraq, as Ron Paul says, until the U.S. goes bankrupt. We're still stuck in Libya. We're still mired in Yemen. And probably a lot of other places we don't even know about, because apparently AFRICOM is conducting military operations in Africa that we are not even being told about yet.
Well, I think it's really so upsetting. I mean, I would like to send you to Washington and let you be a lobbyist so you could talk some sense into some of these insane people that are out there. I mean, because
I'm sure that somebody in Washington is probably listening to this show right now, and they're not really interested in what I have to say. And more importantly, they're trying to take away our ability to say things like that. These are dark times. There's no question about it. These are very, very, very dark times.
But if they're sitting off bombs and they can't even hit the target, somebody needs to seriously take a look at what garbage. I mean, a naval ship is being christened and it's a piece of crap.
I remember a few years ago there were two ships, I think they were cargo transport ships, that were built for the U.S. Navy. And as soon as they were completed, they were literally taken to the scrapyard. It's just churning the machinery for the money. And now they're talking about scrapping both the Freedom and Independence class littoral combat ships because they can't get them to work. There's too much whiz-bang and high-tech. And they're having too much problem with it. They want to go back to the drawing board and do another one. I know the Gerald R. Ford is out there. I think it's still in sea trials, or it might be in active service, but it's got lots of problems as well. This is no way to think about fighting a war. We're going to lose this one. I'm absolutely convinced about it. Anyway, Andrea, we're going to let you go. And I'm going to do a shout out to our on-air affiliates rejoining the network. Now then, I have just been informed of a new fundraising for RBN and for you shooting enthusiasts, especially out in the American West. This is a deal you're probably going to want to look at. Basically, RBN has come to an agreement with Front Sight Firearms, which is a training institute near Pahrump, Nevada, not far from Las Vegas. And for a one-time donation of just $500, you will get a Commander Lifetime membership with this Front Sight Firearms Training Institute. Now, the Commander membership sells for $25,000. It's a lifetime membership, and you have all kinds of benefits. Along with the training itself, you get guns at $50 over dealer cost, any class guaranteed with 2 weeks' notice, ammo at 20% over manufacturing costs, free overnight accommodations. Apparently, they're building a new dormitory where you can just stay there, and they've been in business for 19 years, and they have trained nearly 1 million students. And Front Sight trains more people in 1 year than all the other training shooting facilities in the U.S. combined. So Front Sight has apparently come on board. I mean, they're practically giving away these memberships. It's $25,000 unless you donate $500 to RBN. This is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity for people who are shooting enthusiasts and want to go through this Front Sight school. And let's see. I just put up this announcement at What Really Happened, and I'm going to do a link to the Front Sight Training Academy so you can see what it is. And just looking at their webpage, boy, a lot of cars there. Looks like a very, very nice facility. So think about it. If you're a defender of your Second Amendment rights, this is a real time to show it. Okay, let's take some more phone calls. Jim in Chicago, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, Michael. A couple of things. The things you mentioned about Chicago is 100% correct. This city is broke. As much as I love Chicago, these politicians, they don't know what the hell they're doing. And, you know, they're ticking you for anything under the sun. So, you know, you are correct regarding that article. And the other thing regarding go ahead.
I was going to say, they're actually doing the same thing out here in Hawaii.
Right. Now, getting to the situation with Rex Tillerson, even though I was not a big fan of his, one thing I did respect about him, he spoke his mind. And plus, he not try to get us into a war. And I think that's what Donald Trump wants to do. He wants to get his lapdogs to support him when either we decide to go against North Korea or Iran. In fact, Tillerson, he told Trump, I don't agree with you. Keep it like it is. And plus, he was very critical of Israel. And the reason he was in Africa over the weekend, because he was down there to try and make some deals because he feels that the Chinese are taking over Africa and America needs to get in there and sort of stop that.
Well, that's probably what's going to lead to war with China. But again, it is a major shakeup to have your Secretary of State, get fired. And it basically underscores the fact, ever since Netanyahu met with Trump, it's like Trump said, put North Korea on the back burner. You'll get to them down the road. You got to get things mixed up in the Middle East. I need a war to distract from my corruption charges, and we need to get into Iran. And that certainly looks like what Trump is getting ready to do. Right. Just pull out of the P5+1 deal and just say the war is on.
And Tillerson would not have gone along with that. In fact, I was reading a paper where he wasn't even told about Trump going to North Korea. You know, Trump didn't even consult him. You know, but one thing I respect about Tillerson, when he called Donald Trump a moron a year ago, I said, you know, you are telling the truth, and it shows. You know, Trump, the way he fired him, it was really, really unprofessional.
Yeah, and I don't like the fact that Mike Pompeo is the new Secretary of State. I think it's taking this nation in a dangerous, dangerous direction.
Well, you have to remember about him. This is a guy that was in the service. He's pro-Israel. He's against Iran. So, you know, Trump is getting his boys ready to, you know, get us into a war. You know, he wants yes men around him, not anyone who will speak against him.
That's a bad sign. That is a bad, bad sign.
Okay. So, you know, war is coming. There's no question about it. And plus to what you said yesterday regarding the trade wars, they always lead to war. Always. So, well, Michael, you take care. God bless.
All right. Thanks an awful lot. And we're going to switch over to Joe in California. Aloha, Joe. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi. Thank you for taking my call. I wanted to talk about three things that I was trying to talk about yesterday. One is the Flexner report. The second is Prism versus Promise Software. And the third one is about Mercedes. The first one, you talked in great detail before about Flexner being hired by the Rockefellers to go across the U.S. and get rid of natural medicine and homeopathic medicine.
I think you heard that on a different program because I don't recall that. And getting on to your second point about Prism versus Promise. First of all, Promise is outdated. Everyone likes to say promises this is promises that, and it's become the stuff of myth and legend. Promise was an acronym for Prosecutors Management Information System. And all it was is a database manager. But what made it very unique and powerful is that it had a module that allowed it to access other remote databases. And it was used by prosecutors to build cases, especially against organized crime. And at the same time, it was realized it would be a powerful tool for espionage. That's all that Promise was. And anybody says it's doing all this other stuff. I mean, this stuff was written back in the 80s, I think. And it's probably been replaced by something completely. And as I said, it's become the stuff of myth and legend. Prism was one of the systems that is being used to basically violate Americans' privacy, despite the Fourth Amendment. And it was basically one of many systems. They have a whole bunch of overlapping systems and duplication of effort. What everything that the NSA is doing, the CIA is also doing. Talk about a waste of time and money. And it basically is a surveillance tool for electronic devices, telephones, and so forth. And the two are actually not related to each other at all.
Okay. The Cody Snodgrass guy was a guest on Stat Miller's show, and he talked about after he was approached to blow up the Murrah building, and he tried to not do it. So he was taken into custody, and he mentioned the Promise software. That's why I brought it up. The other thing was the Mercedes Benz, and you know, I know they claim that it's low quality and the engines just fall out of them. But when Michael Hastings was driving his car and the engine fell out of it, and then the car drove another 200 yards or so, and then it drove up onto a median and ran into a tree and blew up with no heat source or no exhaust system since the engine had fell out a long ways back. It just seemed odd that
well
that happened.
No, you've got it backward. You've got it backward. The engine flung ahead of where he crashed into the tree. And Mercedes are have a reputation for quality car. I know that when Claire and I were shopping for cars consistently, the Mercedes were obviously in demand. The prices were much, much higher, which is why we didn't even bother looking at those. But the concern with Michael Hastings is that these high-end cars with the Bluetooth and the Wi-Fi and the telephone connections can be taken over. There's virtually no security, and there have been several university IT departments that have demonstrated just how easy it is to take over a car, and especially if the car has got automatic parking technology, you can literally take over the operation of the car and steal it, steer it into a tree at high speed. Well, and a lot of people are thinking that happened to Michael Hastings.
My question regarding the car was what caused him to be the target? What did he do that led up to the being...
He was an investigative reporter, and apparently he had stumbled onto something very damning to the Clintons. And as a matter of fact, before he died, he was telling his friends that he thought his life was in danger.
Okay. And I don't know why I thought that you explained the Flexner report and how they were basically, they weren't even doctors. They were just Wall Street brothers or something, and the Rockefellers had hired them to go out and shut down homeopathic and natural medicine and send large sums of money to Yale and Harvard or anyone who would accept the big pharma and the synthetic pharmaceuticals.
That's actually been going on for a very, very long time. And again, they're building a monopoly. The medical industrial complex does not want you able to take care of your own health. They want you dependent on them. They want you chronically ill so they can continue to make money off of you.
Well, if the Flexners were quacks, why is the Flexner Report still touted today as some sort of authority to justify big pharma medicines?
Well, for the same reason that all that junk science about human-caused global warming is still being shown on TV. They're pushing a political agenda. It's not science. It's not fact-based. It's just propaganda to get Americans to stop thinking about taking care of their own health and bring their money to the medical-industrial complex.
Okay. Well, thank you for taking my call. Have a great day.
All right. You've got it. We're going to switch over to Francis in North Carolina. Aloha, Francis. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha. Hello to you both. I didn't get a chance to really listen to the first part of the show that much because I was dealing with my chiropractor, my back rocker, I should say. So I'm kind of skinning it at the moment. But the aspect that a child is going to be told that they fell off their bike and end up injuring their head in parts and they had to remove part of the skull, I'm sorry, that is such a sad joke. Who's going to swallow that to start off
with? Wait a minute. There's a reason why part of the skull may be removed, because if you have a head injury and your brain starts to swell, it's got no place to go.
Well, according to medicine prior to the 21st century or 20th century, that's true. Surely they've made advances in medicine that they don't have to remove part of the skull.
Not that I'm aware of. Now, again, I'm not a doctor. I played one once in a movie, I have a superficial knowledge of some of these matters that I've simply picked up during my life. At this point, my understanding is that any head injury, if the brain starts swelling, they have to relieve the pressure. They have to open an escape hatch.
Yeah. Oh, as far as the scenario with Israel goes and all the politicians doing this shenanigan, that shenanigan, I know I might hear a negative backlash, and quite frankly, I really don't care. But if they're so wanting the brown nose, the officials in Israel and the military and so forth, ad nauseum, then why don't they go ahead and move over there and let it be done with and leave the people in the U.S. alone and get it over?
Absolutely agree. But Israel is a parasitic country, and right now we're their primary host. I really wish that all these people who are out there saying, I love Israel, I love Israel. Okay, go there. What are you doing here? If you hate America and you love Israel, why are you still here?
Well, I have to agree that about your comment about being a parasitic host, although that's kind of understating it, considering what's been going on. If anything, Israel, or I should say Bibi, whatever his name is nothing more than a classic pimp. And
yes.
So, and using the politicians and the lobbyists and the military industrial complex, or whatever you want to call it, and the pharmaceutical industrial complex as his prostitutes. So, if someone were to ask what I think of Israel, they can take it and shove it.
All right. Well, on that thought, Francis, we have to let you go. We got to take a commercial break, and we'll be right back.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. By Mel. Great product. My husband and father-in-law use it regularly. Both my husband and father-in-law have had significant change in their blood pressure and overall health. By Amazon customer. It works for me. Returned to buy the tincture and the capsules as they were on sale during February. Unlike some other products, this one worked for blood pressure and occasional irregular heartbeat. Extendivite produced noticeable results after just two bottles, a four-month supply. I take Extendivite three times a day, every day. I think the supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
We the people, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And don't forget the new promotion that's going on. That's a sweet deal. And one more time, it's on the page at republicbroadcasting.org. I've got it linked to whatreallyhappened.com. And the deal is this. Out in Pahrump, Nevada, near Las Vegas, there is this world-famous shooting school, Front Sight Training. And they have a membership with all kinds of benefits. It's $25,000 for life normally. But if you make a $500 donation to RBN, you will get a free lifetime commander membership. And there's all kinds of advantages over and above the training. Get guns at discounted prices, ammunition at discounted prices, all kinds of things. I got to tell you, if I were living anywhere in the American West right now, I would go for this deal myself. So anyway, getting on back to the news, and the phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. We were talking about the problems with illegal immigration, and apparently it has gotten so bad. 49% of Californians plan to move out of the state, according to a new survey. 49%, that's half the population. They're being displaced by the illegals. So somewhere out there in the darkness, Soros is still pushing his globalist agenda. Now, over in Ireland, there's a small town, Lisdoonvarna. They have a population of just 300. And the Irish government has signed a deal to ship 115 migrants into this town. That's a 38% increase in its population. Now, they did actually have a referendum, and the majority of the citizens voted against the plan. But the Irish government says, nope, no delays. We're heading right on in there. You're going to get your share of migrants. Now, over in Poland, an ex-Polish minister is saying that Poland could be the next Brexit. And he's saying the anti-EU momentum is going to be hard to stop. Not sure which side of the argument he's on, but we're seeing anti-EU sentiment just all across the European Union. They're having trouble holding it together. A lot of the member states are talking about exit and leave. I mean, it's been a disaster for the people of Europe. Between the economic predations of the European Central Bank and the open borders migrant problems, it's been a bad deal for the European people. They're losing Europe. They're losing what they made Europe into. When you go to Germany, what you're seeing is the work of generations of German people. When you go to France, you're seeing the work of generations of French people. When you go to Italy, you're seeing the work of the Italians / Romans going back 2,000 years. And all of that is starting to blur with this influx of these migrants from these other countries. Now, I understand that people want to change countries they're in, but there has to be controls. This idea of totally open borders is a brand new idea. Never before in history has there ever been a country that simply said, we're going to open the borders and let everybody in. Even during the heyday of American immigration, Statue of Liberty and all that, people coming to the country still had to go through Ellis Island. They still had to have their paperwork in order. They had to pass a medical check. And known criminals, people with incurable communicable diseases, were simply sent home. Every nation has a natural sovereign right to control their borders. There is no natural existing right to just go wherever you want. Now, over at True Pundit, they have a story. It was also covered by the Still Report, basically saying that indications are coming on out. There are apparently some whistleblowers in the FBI and basically saying that, yeah, there was a cover-up about the Mandalay Bay shooting. They're not allowed to talk about it. If they're caught talking about it, they get fired and charged criminally. FBI insiders are saying that, yes, Stephen Paddock had other people assisting them that night. There's forensic evidence for it. FBI agents were specifically instructed not to identify or not to interview these additional suspects. And it turns out that Stephen Paddock was affiliated with Antifa, the anti-Trump group, and an ISIS-linked terror faction. Adding to the insanity index, apparently somebody has filed a lawsuit against InfoWars for questioning the PR surrounding Charlottesville. Now, I don't know what grounds they have to sue for simply questioning what's going on. Questioning the official story is being criminalized. This is absolutely insane. This is a First Amendment case. This could go all the way to the Supreme Court. All right, we'll be back after these commercials.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Welcome to What Really Happened Radio. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. And now, set your eyes on the future and let's consider what really happened.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And I've just been informed I left something out of the new donations program. This is the one where for a one-time $500 donation to RBN, you get a lifetime commander membership at the Front Sight Training, which is this gun school, shooting safety school, just outside of Las Vegas. And this is a limited time offer. It's only for the next 90 days. So if you wait too long, you're going to lose this opportunity. So act now. You're going to help yourself. If you are a gun enthusiast, you're going to support the Second Amendment and you're going to support RBN. And folks, we really do need it. We're right on the edge. All right, let's take some phone calls here. Kevin in West Virginia, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mr. Mike. The First Amendment's on my mind. This whole thing, attack with InfoWars and their lawsuit, you know, it's Georgetown suing him and a couple of his reporters. Just the simple fact that it's the University of Georgetown, you know, the head of law department doing it, just for mere questioning the official narrative. What type of world do we live in now? I mean, that you can get sued for questioning.
That's exactly the point I'm making. And they really don't stand a chance of winning the lawsuit. This is a tactic called lawfare, where they're going to try and bankrupt InfoWars with legal fees.
Yep, and this is with the American people. You know, I always hear, you know, stand up, fight lawsuits. Well, it takes time and money, and that's things that, you know, we the American public do not have. Nor we don't have the time, nor do we have the dollar bills to back us because of the taxes and, you know, bring our money away to Israel and all these other foreign nations and aid. You know, it's a shame that this is where this has come to. I mean, I'm appalled by this. This not only is an attack on our First Amendment, but it's an attack on our entire Bill of Rights.
Our entire Bill of Rights has been under attack for some time. The government routinely ignores the 10th Amendment. They're violating just with this idea of spying on us all with our computers and iPads. They're violating the 4th and 5th Amendments. And they've made no secret of the fact they want to take away the Second Amendment. They want us totally disarmed so that we will do what we're told to do.
Absolutely. And the sponsor, and I forget, True Sight or First Sight, that is a heck of a deal. And I hope a lot of people jump on that. You know, and I'm going to try to change some ways of mine and start donating to RBN and to other truth radio shows, you know, alternative radio shows. I just need to do a lifestyle change, and I think this is the way that I need to be doing, is reaching out and getting out there and getting active. And, you know, I'm proud of what you do. I'm thankful for what you do. I'm thankful that you stick your neck out there and keep up the good work, and hopefully Miss Claire gets better and better, and that's all I have for you. Mr. Mike, I hope you have a great day.
Well, thank you very much. And as a matter of fact, Claire is doing much better. And we had sort of had this circus of chiropractors. And she had one that she went to here locally because we had an unreliable car. When we first moved here, our neighbor was a chiropractor, and he is very good. And finally, after this circus between this Claire's chiropractor being on vacation and this other guy who tried to exploit her pain to get a year-long contract, we were finally able to drive into Honolulu to this first guy, and he just fixed her up. She's got one more session over the weekend. She's still sore, but she's doing a lot of better. I'm still not letting her do the housework until we know she's really, you know, over this and everything. Anyway, let's go back to the phones here. Steve Elkins, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Don Stadmiller and Ron McDonald and I talked about this last night on John's show. This Las Vegas, basically the FBI told not to investigate the possibility of other shooters. And my question was then, and still is today, that the FBI has said there's an association with Stephen Paddock and Antifa. And if that is true, that's what they're telling right now, then why hasn't the federal government actually labeled Antifa as a domestic terrorist organization? That should have been done right after they made that statement.
I agree. I agree they should be declared a domestic terrorist organization, but obviously they're serving some covert purpose, and so it's going to be hands-off. I mean, look at what Antifa has been doing, and for some reason the police don't seem to arrest them all that much. They're being allowed to run rampant across the country right now. And it reminds me of back in the 60s during COINTELPRO, how the FBI was creating their own radical groups to garner a lot of press and sell the idea that the nation was in trouble and that we needed more laws limiting our rights and freedoms. It's the same old story, generation after generation. You're in danger, you're in danger. We have to take away some of your rights and civil protections.
Hey, I have one question for you on a visual. Something I saw today down here in Central Florida, there was a van that had a flag flying behind the van, and it was a flag I've never seen before in my life, and so I'll send it out to you. Maybe your listeners might know. But it resembled the U.S. American flag, except there was no color. There was no red, white, and blue. It was black and white. The stars were there, and it did have one color, but it had one stripe at the very bottom, and it was completely bright red. It was bright red, and everything else was black and white, and that's it. It was really weird. I've never seen such a flag, and I wondered if anybody else might have an idea what this was all about.
I've never seen one, but yes, it does raise a question. maybe if somebody is basically pointing out that the United States is being bled to death and there's only a little bit left at the bottom.
Yeah, it's just a very odd flag. If anybody knows, call in and tell Mike, and I'm listening in. So it was just very odd. I have never seen a flag like this before. It was black and white, stars, and one stripe, a red stripe on the bottom. That's it. Very odd.
Well, if anybody knows what this flag is supposed to represent, please do call into the show.
That's it, Mike. Hey, thanks. Appreciate it.
All right. Let's see. Let's go to Don in the Philippines. Aloha, Don. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, Mike. The thing with Charlottesville, I still don't see really how they're going to charge this guy with murder. Suppose he's charged with murder, second-degree murder, first-degree murder, something. He was driving his car on the street. If he wanted to murder people, he would have just slammed into the people he saw that he went right past. There was a whole bunch of people on the street that he just went past and didn't try to hit them, you know. If that's what he wanted, if murder was his goal, he would have been slamming the people. And he never did slam a person. He slammed an automobile, or a vehicle of some kind, a van, I guess. And the people in front, supposedly one of them got killed. But if you compare this incident anyway with a similar incident that happened about the same time, was this Bernie bro that went to Virginia. And this guy, no doubt about it, he was trying to kill Republicans. I mean, he asked, where's the Republicans? And he went down to that softball field with his gun.
Yep.
And shot, you know. And yet the press went completely crazy about the Charlottesville deal. And the other deal, they lasted about half a day, and then it was all over. Nothing to see here. Let's move along.
Well, I wonder why they're charging him with murder. Normally, a vehicular accident death is handled as manslaughter. But I'll have to look more into that Charlottesville case, especially now that somebody's actually trying to sue Alex Jones for questioning the official story. And, I mean, that is utterly ridiculous. That is such a free speech violation. They probably don't think they can win the case. They just want to bankrupt InfoWars with legal bills.
They can't possibly win a case against Alex Jones for asking a question. Okay, I'll let you go, Mike.
All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to switch over to Mo in Florida. Aloha, Mo. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike, haven't called in a long time. Can you hear me? I got you on my speaker because somehow the without speaker it's not working right. Can you hear me okay?
I hear you just fine.
Yeah, haven't talked to you in a while. I listen to your show, you know, and I think you're right on. I don't think there's if you come up on a break real quick here.
No, we got about 7-8 minutes here.
Oh, good, because you know, this we talk about, you know, equal rights and Trump and, you know, this and that, pollution and whatever it is, you know, the different things they got us going crazy about. You know, segregate or you know, being prejudiced and racist, all this crap. There ain't nothing more important than a nuclear war. I mean, that is the end of the species. And I you know, not totally, because there'll always, as Edward Teller once said, there will always be survivors. You know, and that's, you know, one of the fathers of the atomic bomb mentioned,
yes,
that. You know, there will be survivors, but I mean, there's nothing more important that we can talk about. And you're right on you're right on this thing all the time, is nuclear war. And I was just looking at the nuclear clock. I think it's like, I don't follow that, but you follow that at all, Mike?
Not really. I mean, I'll see the headlines when that second hand is moved a little closer to midnight. But the reality is, back when the nuclear scientists were saying there'll be some survivors, they were envisioning a world in which there were only going to be a few of these nuclear weapons, all owned by the United States. Today, the U.S. has thousands of nuclear warheads ready to go. They've got stockpiles. In addition to that, same with Russia. Russia has slightly less nuclear weapons ready to launch, but theirs tend to have higher yields. If we get into this war and all those weapons are used, it'll be just like the movie On the Beach.
No, Mike, you're like a nuclear scientist. You know what you're talking about. But listen, when people hear these rumbles in the ground for the last 30, 40 years, they know where it's coming from. They got cities underground, Mike. I don't think they're worried about dying. I think they've already
got it figured
out.
No, they've got their bunkers. They've got their bunkers. They've been drilling tunnels.
Yeah, you're exactly.
They've got these giant boring machines. They look just like the ones that they dug the channel tunnel with. They're a little smaller. And any place you go where you hear this drone, which sounds like a diesel truck idling in the distance, that's one of these tunneling machines somewhere near you.
Well, Mike, I'm going faster because I don't want to get cut off here. But, you know, I live in a great area down here in Florida. But, you know, 3 or 4 miles from me, there's a nuclear power plant. You know, do you think those would be just a regular, you know, Florida FPNL plant? Do you think those would be targets just because they're got so many warheads and they get dug out every single nuclear power plant?
Yeah, I'm afraid all power plants, nuclear and otherwise, eventually become targets. Again, look at the history of World War II, where the U.S. was going on into Germany, blowing up power plants, blowing up dams, just wrecking the place. That's the nature of war. Forget about what you see on TV about how glorious and glamorous it is. That's just war propaganda. You know, it's
so
just
get away,
utter devastation.
You can't get away from the nuclear power plants because you've got plenty of warheads. That's the best things to hit, right?
If you're intending to intentionally contaminate, the area, then, yeah, it becomes a target. Now, supposedly, all of the U.S. nuclear reactors do have this very heavy protective shell that will withstand an aircraft impact or a small bomb. But obviously, if they get nuked, it's entirely possible that under the neutron flux, the uranium in the reactor core would actually add to the yield of the weapon itself. So you'd get a bigger bang.
Yeah, what I'm saying is the Russians got more than enough multi-warhead nuclear weapons. Like you say, they can swerve and dipsy-doodle. They got more than enough to take out every power plant and every city and every small city. They got
it is insane. Putin was sending a message with his warning about their new weapons. Nuclear war is unthinkable. Please stop thinking about it. But again, Paul Craig Roberts is saying there are actually people inside the Beltway that are actively urging for an unannounced, unprovoked, preemptive nuclear strike on Russia.
Okay, so Mike, I grew up in the 50s like you did when we, duck for cover and everything. So you need to go on your radio show and talk about nothing else but that, because there is nothing more important that you can talk about. Nothing. I totally agree with that. I follow this stuff all the time. I mean, I don't know if Trump, Trump thinks he's bluffing and if, he plays it, playing the art of the deal and all this, but, you know, maybe it's like you said, like homosexuals, one-tenth of the population, is normal homosexuals because that keeps the population in control. Maybe nuclear war is the next step for our species, and that's what scares me. But, hey, what do you
think? Well, I mean, it certainly would reduce the human population. My concern, and I think it's shared by a lot of other people, is an all-out nuclear war between Russia, China, and the United States could literally exterminate our species. There would be no...
No, they got their underground deal. Yes, we already agreed on that.
Underground bunkers, but they're all politicians. You know, as soon as the stored food runs out and they come on up, there are no taxpayers to give them money. They're going to starve to death as well.
I think they got it figured out. I don't know what they're going to do. I don't know what they're going to do, but I think they got it figured out. I just hope, obviously, Mike, I'm like you and every other living human being, we don't want this to happen, but it is pretty crazy how close it seems we're coming. And it's like I can't believe this. But, I don't want to keep you. I got the other callers that I want to keep you on the line. But I love your show, Mike. Love Claire. And I'll talk to you later. Thanks.
All right. Thanks an awful lot here. And we're going to start with Jeff in Georgia. I'm probably going to have to take you over the commercial break. What's on your mind?
Yeah, Michael. How you doing? Amen to that last caller. We have to stop nuclear war. But, Michael, there's a lot of stress on you, it sounds like, because you're at the front lines. And Michael, we're going to win. We are going to win. We have to prevent nuclear war, but a candidate is coming that's going to bring down the banking cartel, and it will bring down the Christian Zionists that have helped lift that up. And and you're going to see massive change. You're going to see the power shift back to us. You're going to see a reform, because it's common sense. You're going to see a reform of the welfare system. You're going to see a right, a necessity to work. You're going to see a massive reduction in the military spending, and we're coming home. And that's going to be like $1.5 trillion a year that will be used in this country for the infrastructure for development in our own country, and we'll mind our own business. That's coming. But hang in there.
Well, I certainly hope you're right. It could certainly arrive on the far side of a collapse of the current government. I just hope they're not planning on blowing everything up and starting over from scratch rather than try and fix the infrastructure. You know, just do a tear down, rebuild. All right, Jeff, got to let you go. Got to do a break for commercials. Back with another phone call after these few words.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Do you worry a lot? If you're forgetful, nervous, moody, or overwhelmed, chances are you're not protecting yourself from the ravaging effects of stress and anxiety. No matter the cause, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, your quality of life, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in as little as 1 to 2 weeks and increase your ability to recall facts, names, and numbers in 4 to 12 weeks. Calm and Clever was created by scientist Kurt Hendricks, a principal investigator in 2 NIH-funded studies on Alzheimer's disease. Try Calm and Clever for 2 months. You'll feel the difference. Call 1-800-758-8746 or go to calmandclever.com.
So, you love talk radio. Then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
If you are one of the millions of people who get migraines, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist who created MigRelief, the patented dietary supplement that addresses nutritional deficiencies in adults and children with migraines. Thousands of physicians and pharmacists recommend MigRelief.
Call 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
Some have maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working 2 jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, distract yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far $5.15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. We're going to take another phone call. Apostle in New Jersey, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind? Apostle, are you there?
I'm there.
Okay, I'm what's on your mind today?
The flag he was talking about.
Yes.
It's called the Thin Red Line of Courage. What it does, it represents the last ounce of courage firefighters find deep in their blood to conquest their darkest fears in order to save and protect the lives and property for firefighters, their friends, and family.
Yeah, I got some emails over the commercial break here, and apparently there's another variant where the colored stripe is blue for those who support the police. I think it's a nifty symbol. I'm glad that's what it turned out to be.
Again, a lot of people would never know it, you know, if they never actually researched it, you know, what people represent.
Well, that's a good thing to know. Like I said, I've never seen them around here, but maybe the word should get on out. And I know we do a lot of stories about bad police, and there are some bad ones out there. Most of them really are good and trying to do their job properly. Same thing with the firefighters. We should acknowledge that and you know, give them our support where it is deserved.
Right, because it's hard to find a bad firefighter, you know?
True enough.
Right. You know, you can find a bad police officer, but you're not going to find a bad firefighter.
I imagine not. One of the things I really liked about the Nodet Brothers documentary about 9/11, and yes, there was a lot of information about 9/11, but it starts with a peek inside the world of a novice fireman. And I found that part of the documentary just as interesting as what happens after that first plane impacts the building. So it tells a really good story. And if you haven't seen it, try and hunt it down. It's called simply 9/11. It was shot by these two brothers, the Nodet brothers, who were doing a documentary about firefighter training. They had no idea they were going to witness 9/11. And it really is a very good documentary to see. Anything else, Apostle?
How's Claire doing? I worry
she's
about her.
She's doing better. She's doing much better. And, you know, she's not fully over it yet. I'm still having to keep her from trying to do anything that exerts her. But now that we're back with this first chiropractor we met when we moved here, she's doing an awful lot better. And that's a tremendous relief for me, not to mention her, of course.
Well, I give her all my blessings and all my love.
I certainly
will. And you as well, Mike.
Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you, buddy.
All right, have a good day. We're going to let you go. Getting into the guns and gun rights, and again, think seriously about this promo offer from RBN. $500 one-time donation, next 90 days, gets you a lifetime commander membership at Front Sight Training. And I'm probably going to put the promotion and the website for Front Sight Training, I'm going to lock them to the top of the What Really Happened page for the next 90 days so that you can always find it. It's a good deal. If I were living anywhere in the American West, I'd go for it myself. We're going to be back after station identification.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. owner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.